Okay, good afternoon, Senators. I'm going to call to order the Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education. Senators, we have one bill on the agenda today, a bill you all are very familiar with, and I'm going to turn the gavel over to Vice Chair Perry to recognize myself to present the bill, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take up SB4, which is tab 1. Senator Galvano, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And again, you all are familiar with this bill. This is the Excellence in Higher Education bill that increases student financial aid and tuition assistance, promotes the national competitiveness of our state universities with world-class scholars program, strengthens the pathway from college to university with the 2+2 program. And I think I'm going to just focus really quickly on the two differences between this and what you may have seen in the past if you haven't voted on this particular bill. This bill in its iteration last year increased the Florida Academic Scholarship of Bright Futures to 100%. It still does that, but this also, in addition, increases the Medallion Scholarships to 75%. In addition, we modified some of the language with regard to preeminence to give those universities, emerging universities that are on the cusp of preeminence, a year to go in to meet the standard as we change it. And that standard I'm talking about in particular is a modification to the graduation rate, which currently is 70% at 6 years. Under this new preeminence model, it would be 4 years at 60%. And so I'm happy to take any questions, Mr. Chairman, if there are any. Otherwise, that's it, and there are no amendments.
Questions, members?
Did I not do the roll call? Well, we could do it on the vote at the same time. Is that permissible?
No, we need to do the roll call.
Yes. No. So I will retrieve the I'm all about business today. We'll retrieve the gavel and do the roll call. And thank you, Senator Stewart, for pointing that out. I don't think the president would like us to have to reconsider this bill on a technicality in a couple of weeks. So, Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
Senator Perry?
Here.
Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Farmer? Senator Lee? Senator Simpson?
Here.
Senator Stewart?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you. And so we are now back to Vice Chair Perry.
Thank you for getting that in order. Okay. Any comments, members? No comments. All right, we do have one public appearance card. Marshall Ogletree. Good to see you again. You are recognized.
Thank you, Chairman Perry and Senator Galvano and committee members. I just am speaking for information only today. This is the Florida Excellence in Higher Education Act, and I want to talk about probably the most forgotten group important to higher education in Florida, that being the 13,000 graduate assistants and graduate research assistants in our universities that teach many of our undergraduate courses and also do some valuable research. In fact, one of our leaders in our organization has been at the lab school our Mag Lab for many years, and they contribute much to the economy of this state and nation. But these folks teach these classes, and they earn about $15,000 to $18,000 per year. But they still have to pay fees to the university to for facilities, for athletics, and other activities, which most of them don't engage in. And think about it for a minute. They're performing these duties in the facilities of the university, and they're paying to do that. But there's no amendment today, but I would ask that you consider this very important group in as you go forward in considering this bill. For excellence in higher education, we need to consider everybody. Now, we represent the faculty as well at all the universities, and many of our colleges, but we also represent some of the graduate assistants. But there are 13,000 grad assistants at other universities where we do not represent But this is fair for everyone because these young people are doing a tremendous task for our state. So, Senator Galvano, just ask that you might consider that in this bill or some other vehicle. Okay? Thanks so much.
Thank you. Next up, we have Michael Caro, FAU Student Body President. Thank you for coming. You're recognized.
Hello. Thank you for having me here. And just to correct the record, I was Student Body President last year, so I don't want to step on my successor's toes or anything over here. My name is Michael Caro. I was a Student Body President at Florida Atlantic University last year. I was a member of the Board of Trustees. I came here because we are up here on behalf of the Florida Student Association, which is a collection of all the student body presidents across the state, representing the 400,000 students in the state university system currently today. And one of our big priorities for the past couple of years has been increasing the Bright Futures scholarships for not only the academic but the medallion recipients. And we just wanted to come and thank the committee and the chairman for all the work that you've done in regards to this particular issue. And I just wanted to point out that the summer term for Bright Futures is something that I think is kind of gets a little complicated. When I looked at the bill analysis from for the fiscal impact statement prepared on the 7th of November this year, it mentioned that the academic scholars would be receiving the full Bright Futures tuition reimbursement over the summertime, but it did not include the same incentive for the medallion recipients. And as a medallion recipient myself, I would just like to let the committee know that a lot of students feel as though if we're not being given the opportunity to use our Bright Futures scholarships over the summertime, there's no incentive for us to take those classes, which slows down our graduation rates and then additionally contributes to idle infrastructure costs at these universities. So we think that if we can get the summer Bright Futures or the Bright Futures during the fall and during the spring, it should be allotted to us in the summertime as well in order to help us graduate more quickly and be able to alleviate those financial burdens that are associated with that. So we just asked the committee would consider that expanding the program for the summer for medallion as well as academic as well. And again, on behalf of the 400,000 students that we represent on the Florida Student Association, we thank you very much for your work on Bright Futures.
Thank you. Thank you. Next up, John Carter, the student government. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman, Mr. Vice Chairman, members of the Senate Committee. My name is John Carter. I serve as the Director of Governmental Relations for the Florida Atlantic University. I'm a former president, student body president of Palm Beach State College. So coming from the state college system, I've gotten to see a lot of underprivileged students, not necessarily academic scholars, but a lot more of medallion that, you know, they're due to life circumstances, haven't had the best go and opportunities. And one thing I support this bill. I think this is an incredible bill, but I think we can do more for the students of Florida, specifically the $300 book stipend. Academic scholars, they deserve everything in this bill and more because they have exemplified. They're the Florida students we want to see in education. So they are also usually eligible for a lot more scholarships and stipends in addition to what we give them through Bright Futures. Now, medallion scholars don't have the same luck and tend to struggle or come from more or less fortunate families and cannot afford books. So I feel the $300 book stipend going towards the medallion scholars is very beneficial and will allow students to get top quality education and the best paying jobs here in Florida, because that's what we want at the end of the day, is Florida students staying in Florida and giving back to the economy and contributing to the society. So, again, we represent the Florida Student Association, and on behalf of all 400,000 students within the SUS system, we cannot thank you enough for caring about our education and investing in our futures. And we hope that you continue to keep this great work so that we can return your investment. Thank you, Senators.
Thank you. Next, we have Kevin Buchanan. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman, Vice Chairman, and Honorable Committee members. I just wanted to come here just for waving support. I am also here on behalf of FSA and representing 400,000 students. You know, it's really hard for students, especially, you know, going through school to be able to collect the dollar, to be able to just get by, and, you know, extending this to 75%, the medallion, would really be able to help a lot of these students out, especially since a lot of them work really hard to get the medallion, because they know they may not have the access to money that they would if they did not have it. And it, I think the medallion kind of gives a lot of students, especially in high school, the drive to be able to go ahead and get that and be able to cover a lot of the expected costs in colleges. And I'm just here to go ahead and wave support for this SB4. And I thank you guys, and I yield my time.
Thank you. That's the end of appearance cards. Anybody else? No, I've got it. Thank you. Wishing to speak? Good. And thank you all for coming up here and testifying to the committee. It's important for you to do that, and I appreciate your time and effort in doing that. Members, we're in debate. Are there any debate on the bill? Senator Farmer, I recognize.
I just want to thank Chair Galvano. This is an issue that we worked on last year together. You were very considerate of some of the concerns that I and others raised last year. You heard us. You worked with us last year to improve the bill. You've come with, I think, an even more improved version of the bill this year. And I just want to thank you for that, because sometimes, I don't know, folks kind of get locked into one idea or one pathway. And you were very receptive to hearing some other ideas. And you've incorporated a lot of the thoughts that I brought to you into this product. And I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
Further debate? Debate? Seeing none, Senator Galvano, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. And I'll be brief. I also would like to thank the student representatives who were here today. You're the reason why we have prioritized higher education in the Florida Senate, and why the President has made it one of his top priorities. And we hear you, and we're going to keep working. And this is a budget committee, and all of the members here have input. So everything we do policy-wise goes hand-in-hand with what we do budget-wise. And as you, I know, are aware, last year we saw major increases in both merit-based and need-based aid, and we're going to continue on that path as we move into this session. And with that, I'm going to close.
Thank you. Would the administrative assistant please call the roll on SB4?
Senator Bradley? Yes. Senator Farmer? Yes. Senator Lee? Senator Simpson? Yes. Senator Stewart? Yes. Senator Galvano? Yes. Chair Perry?
Yes. And by your votes here, SB4 reported favorably. I return the gavel to our chair.
Thank you, Chairman. We will not be meeting next week. We will meet the following week to consider or hear the governor's proposed budget with regard to this budget area, and then we're going to start moving into our actual budgeting process. Does any member have any additional comment or business before this committee? Seeing none, Vice Chair Perry moves we adjourn.